I'm Ross Reynolds, and this is The Record. Some people in eastern Washington are returning to their homes this week after those wildfires swept through their communities. The Carlton complex of fires in north-central Washington has burned about 380 square miles. Yesterday, the fire was just 2% contained, but as of this morning, it was 16% contained. We're going to get an update on the fire in a few moments, but first, the story of one woman who is living through the aftermath in Brewster, Washington.
My name is Jessica May Perriman, and we lived above Brewster, Washington. We didn't know whether the fire was going to take it. First thing that we saw was an A-frame that nobody had been living in was burnt to the ground. And just over the crest of our house, just over the crest in the corner, we looked down, and all of the buildings in our house was gone. I just burst into tears. My fiance was yelling. We went over to our property, and I got out of the side of our van, and I just went around the front of the van and collapsed on the ground. We didn't have insurance on our house. It's basically of disbelief. I almost didn't want to believe what I was seeing. The biggest thing that we lost, my fiance's father passed away in 2008. When we evacuated, we were not able to grab his chair. And his chair and his car burnt up in the fire. For us, that chair and that car, all we have left of him now is his knife and a shirt that he had. Seeing everything, I just couldn't handle it anymore. It was too much. I felt like I was going to break. I turned to my fiance and told him, "We need to go. I can't look at this right now." It's hard. And it's we need help over here. We do.
Jessica May Perriman says the biggest help now is money. The Red Cross and many other aid organizations are collecting donations. To update us on the extent of the Carlton Complex fire, we're joined by Paul Gibbs, Media Information Officer. He is at the Carlton Complex Fire Camp, where emergency and firefighting efforts are based. Paul, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, I just want to give you guys a quick update. The fire is currently 250,136 acres, 16% contained. Most of the containment has been due to the efforts of firefighters over the last couple of days on the western side of the fire, both in the Twist and Winthrop areas. And today, efforts are continuing in the Libby Creek area, where the main emphasis today is to keep the fire south of Libby Creek. And the firefighters are in there working today, taking advantage of the cooler weather that we have over here today. We had a planned burnout operation in the northern area of the fire for later today. Due to the weather, I'm not certain if they're going to be able to do that or not today, and that would help secure the northern portion of the fire.
Paul, I understand that high winds have made this fire very unpredictable. How are the winds today? How are they affecting your effort to fight the fires?
Today, the winds are very calm compared to what we've had over the last few days, and so firefighters are taking advantage of that, being able to go direct along the fire's edge in some areas, and continuing to make progress on helping getting additional containment on the fire.
How many homes have been destroyed? How many buildings?
We have estimates between 100 to 200 have been destroyed. More detailed information can be gotten from the local sheriff's department.
How many firefighters do you have in the field?
We have approximately 2,100 firefighters on the Carlton complex as of this morning.
Have you had to bring in firefighters from out of state?
Yes, there have been firefighters from all over the U.S. have been brought in. This is the number one priority fire in the nation, and so we're seeing a lot of support from multiple states.
Do you have enough firefighters now? Are you going to need to bring in more?
There still is a need for some hotshot crews. Those are our elite crews that are in firefighting. And so we still have a need for a few more hotshot crews.
Have any of the firefighters been injured battling these blazes?
Yes, we've had a few minor injuries, two or three minor injuries, but they have been saw by medical and been released and are back fighting fire.
We've heard about some people who had to leave their homes and now have returned. Do you have any idea how many people are still away from their homes because this fire came through?
Yeah, I haven't heard an estimate on that. Probably, again, the county sheriff's probably had a better feel for that, or the Okanagan County Emergency Center.
Paul, describe the scene there at the Carlton Complex Fire Camp. What's it look like?
Well, what you see is basically it's at a high school, the Liberty Bell High School here in Winthrop, and you see where you would normally see green grass is covered with tents, and those tents are where firefighters sleep after they get off a long, hard day of work. You also will see a caterer set up to feed the firefighters so they do not have to worry about their meals when they get off the line. They get a good hot meal. We have portable showers set up, and it's like kind of a semi-truck back that has showers in it, and so they can take a shower if they want to before they go to bed at night. So basically it's kind of like a little small city, as you can imagine, with 2,000 people living out of here, and we're trying to meet all their basic needs. There are some struggles here in fire camp because, like many of the residents, we don't have any power here, so we have portable generators that the camp is running under, and our cell phone coverage and internet access is spotty, like for most of the public.
Hey, Paul, thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Paul Gibbs joined us from the Carlton Complex Fire Camp. It's where the emergency firefighters are, about 2,000 of them. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.